However, the fact that 100, I think it definitely there. You need 100 times the intensity. And then I would say, since the MIT group is going ahead with a 6 BeV electron synchrotron, which is a rather elegant machine, I wouldn't see much point in duplicating just this energy once more. And I would much rather, if one builds an electron machine for a high energy and a linear accelerator in particular, then I would much rather try to go to much higher energy. On the chance that electrons permit you to do a few things that you cannot do with other particles, because you have a different charge to start with. If you have electrons, you are operating essentially with gamma rays. So if you let these fall on photons, then you have a system of charge one. If you start with pions or photons, you have either charge zero or charge two, which is a slightly different animal, and it may be important to investigate all these animals.
There's one further point, an additional red heading, that if you do make a linear accelerator, you above a GeV, you can put either. Sure. Same accelerator you could probably take above a GeV, you could take either proton or there.
No, I don't think that.
No.
That is not the major modification. No, major modification. The basis that would be quite clear is here that one GeV in a
proton. You can't say it for sensual value.
The methodology is getting up to the GeV.
Yes,
we know that.
But I think I was three rather than one.
What sort of current is expected from the MIT machine?
I don't know.
The chief virtue of this machine would be a high current. The figure quoted by Livingstone is, as I said, a report which quite a while ago was that we all the power microamp per moon circulating current. Now, this would be an advantage of an area. But at the end of the day, it's like you can't talk about high current. But it's much more expensive than Livingstone.
I think myself, without a problem, we're not concentrated on page 9. The thing that I feel we must be making sure of is really to get a start and move the machine as quickly as possible. And that, again, could we agree more than would be, Mark, about the great advantage of having a composing really hard when you do reach that stage. I think it is mightily fortunate that we have reached this point of view, and I really wouldn't be off at this point, but we only got the third in. Well, and more or less the conservative figures. It looks as if so much is going to build on. And looking what we have to become the maximum on. But I am quite anxious that we should, as quickly as possible, get hold of the encroachment. And that's where I feel concentration on what looks to be table 1, page 9, is desirable. We have to gamble a little, rather than a small gamble, but a gamble on, concentrate on really making sure of those because of the first problem.
No, I'll do
this,
Bob. I don't want to ask that.
Well, I think that finally we can still see that they're in favour. They might have still nothing. I'm thinking how we work for that one too.
Well, I think it would have been obvious to look at it. I think
Yeah,
the way I thought it is that we should put everything that the job will set, and in relation to our own manpower, on those things, on the other hand, but we should not, of course, continue.
We'll do the power with the converter.
The problem is, the end time, the amount of man is probably the field.
Yeah.
that might be a very difficult calculation from time, very
important.
Can you do model experiments on 9 with 8?
Yeah. In the case of 8, I think a lot of experiments are looking at a lot of negative. The software is so simple, and it becomes a question of working out what the chemical power would be doing with making a bottle and see how we're going to do it as well. In the case of 9, it would be designed to make model animal experiments, but it would pull it from the value of the skin. So I think you could, if you think we're looking better, we'll need to establish a considerable degree of confidence on 9 just by calculation. Quite different from the experiment called psych power, like the experimental length of the scene. But we have a program already going on, for making the accelerators, very small tabletop accelerators, the moving electrons through, and it's not the we get any on that. Would it be easier to study 1-9?
Yeah, but
then
you're going to have to
do
it.
Can I say one more thing on the general question of the long-term programme? There is a paper being written for ministers by the Treasury on the future scientific programme, and this paper will put forward a suggestion that we do have in the next 10 years a 2-machine programme without, but not assuming that they will run simultaneously, but that we would concentrate our effort first on forward of having a second machine left. So this is the basis on which we hope we're going to get government approval.